Right now, though, we are going to the phone lines where we are joined by John Garris. He is from the Red Cross. He is their regional disaster preparedness manager. Here to talk about some of the work they're doing. You know,
it's more than blood.
Yeah, more than blood, and even more than coronavirus. You know, the Red Cross responds to all kinds of disasters, gives all kinds of help in different situations. And John joining us this morning. Welcome to Cup Call Morning Show.
Thank you very much for having us.
And, there's all kinds of things that are happening, the tornadoes season, the floods, fire. And you guys help in all those types of situations. You're there to help those in need, those that are victims of those natural disasters.
We do, and we've continued, despite the COVID environment that we're in currently, obviously disasters continue to happen every day. The most common type of disaster that most people find themselves throughout the United States is single-family fires, although most times people hear about us on the large tornadoes, hurricanes, things of that nature. But every day we respond, our volunteers respond to, on average, about 6 fires every day in northern Ohio.
Wow.
This past weekend, we had over a dozen. So it's unfortunately, it happens every day, and we try to help people get through that.
And you guys have a bunch of virtual sessions, Red Cross. It's called Be Red Cross Ready virtual sessions that you are offering on a number of different topics. Tell us about these.
Yeah, and as part of our original mission for the American Red Cross is not only to respond to emergencies, as they mentioned, that people normally see us, but part of our core mission is to help people prepare for disasters, how to get through those, and how to recover from. The virtual courses, obviously, can't do in-person presentations because of the coronavirus, but we've been doing a series of virtual classes on general preparedness, helping people to get some material together, have a plan, knowing how to get assistance if necessary, and know the signs of different disasters. We cover tornado safety, thunderstorm safety, flood safety, and we even have our youth preparedness program we're doing virtually. It's our Pillowcase Project, which is geared towards kids with the premise of learn, practice, share, teaching them preparedness skills for the various types of disasters that they can go through, and also introduce coping skills. You know, the emotional aspect of a disaster sometimes gets overlooked, but it's obviously one of the biggest components that we deal with, and we have volunteers that can help people through in normal disasters. But these courses are free. They're available online through the WebEx system and last about 45 minutes and tell you everything of things to do, signs of the different disasters, and how to react appropriately to recover more quickly for yourself.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the virtual pillowcase project. That looks pretty neat that, you know, teaching kids, especially grades 3 through 5, just coping skills, safety skills. And what are some of the traumatizing things that happen to a child when a disaster happens to their family or to their home?
Sure. So often when we get into disasters, adults, you know, obviously are stressed out and so forth, and kids pick up on that. How we react as adults, children mimic that. And so what the Pillowcase Project actually is a great program that we've been offering for about the last 6 years here throughout the United States, and we've been involved with it here in northern Ohio. It came out of Hurricane Katrina, and it's geared around a pillowcase where college kids evacuated dorms in the Louisiana area, put their materials in pillowcases, and came to Red Cross shelters. And so we've built a preparedness program as the pillowcase is the hook, and actually when we do it in person, the kids get a pillowcase, but we teach them about getting some supplies, having a plan, and going through the steps of what to do in an emergency, very similar to what we would do for adults, but it's obviously geared towards the younger audience. The coping skills is introduced in this program because, again, as I mentioned, you know, emergencies happen. People, you know, we expect people, you know, we can do the obvious, the food, clothing, shelter as the Red Cross. But one of the things that we feel is important is helping the emotional aspect of people to recover from a disaster so they can get back on their feet and back to their normal lives as quickly as possible. And we do that with the children as well. Over the last 6 years, we've taught over 20,000 kids in northern Ohio, and we will continue to do it in person once COVID environment lessens a bit, but we're trying to do it virtually so we can still get the material out to the kids and the information so that they can be prepared, because disasters aren't going to wait for the COVID, and nobody plans to be in a disaster. They just find themselves in it. So we're trying to help people remind them of the common sense things to do in any kind of disaster so that they can recover more quickly.
And you have additional ones, a tornado safety, flood safety, fire safety. But one that I think people don't think about as much, and that is thunderstorm safety. But that can be a real, I don't think people necessarily equate that necessarily with like a tornado or a flood or anything like that. But thunderstorms can pose a real danger as well.
Absolutely. And one of the things, as you had mentioned, that most people don't necessarily think a thunderstorm as an emergency type of thing, but you will never have a tornado without first having a severe thunderstorm. The characteristics are very similar, and a severe thunderstorm can escalate into a tornado very, very quickly. So one of the reasons that we do that as an emergency with the kids is that we show them the signs of impending storms and what to do appropriately so that if it does escalate again, they'll be prepared and they'll know what to do, where to go, et cetera. It's actually probably more prevalent of an emergency that happens every day that we don't normally think about if a thunderstorm comes. But they can, like I said, as any disaster, they can escalate very, very quickly.
Now, we can't do much about natural disasters. They're going to happen. We can't control that. But we can be at least, we can control when it comes to fires in our home. You give some preparedness and safety tips on fires.
Absolutely. Home fires are the number one response that the American Red Cross responds every year. Nationwide, we respond to about 60,000 home fires every year, about 90% of our responses. But most fires start in the kitchen. And we talk about, in our fire safety programs, we talk about not only how to respond if a fire happens, but how to prevent a fire. Talking to kids, obviously you don't play in the kitchen, you don't leave in unattended cooking. Most people don't know that the most common day of the week that a fire occurs due to kitchen fires are Saturday evening. So we always remind people, and people say, well, why is that? And it's the weekend, people kick back, they don't pay attention what they're doing necessarily because they're doing other things. And unfortunately, fires get out of hand very, very quickly in the kitchen. So not only with adults, but with children, we teach them to be careful in these, and because it can escalate very, very quickly and get out of hand. And unfortunately, just this past evening, there was a multifamily fire in the Toledo area that our volunteers respond to about a half a dozen fires every day in northern Ohio.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they happen, and Red Cross volunteers are always there to assist people get back on their feet as quickly as possible.
So, John, how can folks access these virtual courses that you're offering and take part in them?
Sure. It's webex.com, webx.com, and they could just search on Red Cross training. And the nice thing about that is they not only can sit in our sessions that will happen, and we've bounced the times around a lot to try to appeal to different audiences, but there are a number of Red Crosses across the country are doing what we're doing, is doing virtual training to be able to continue to reach out to families. And because, like I said, disaster doesn't, they're not on hold because of the coronavirus. These things continue to happen. We're just responding to them. And so people can go to any of these sessions on WebEx. It's free. Like I said, our sessions last about 45 minutes. And there's a lot of really good information, a lot of common sense information that we offer that people may have heard before. But unfortunately, it's the common sense thing people do worse than disasters. And we're trying to remind them of what they know already and some steps that they can take to avoid being in a disaster in the first place.
And how specifically would they spell WebEx on the browser?
Sure. It's webex.com, C-O-M. And if they Google that, they can go right to the WebEx website, search on Red Cross when they get there, and there should be a listing of all the courses that not only we're offering, but all the other Red Crosses are offering as well. And again, these are free as well. Even if they're not on our session that doesn't hit the time that we're offering, there are other sessions throughout the United States that people still have access. The nice thing about the virtual audience is you could be anywhere. One of the first sessions we had somebody from Puerto Rico sit in on it, which was sort of neat.
Huh.
It's a crazy thing with the environment, the internet environment, that anybody can attend these regardless where you're at.
Very cool. Hey, John, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We really appreciate it and appreciate all the good work you guys do at the Red Cross.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.